The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
There's a beautiful hadith in the beginning of Sheikh Kulayni rahmatullah alayhi's Al-Kafi in his book, Kitab Aql wa Jahl. He presents this hadith where Jibreel comes to Nabi Adam alayhi salam and says to Nabi Adam that I'm going to present to you three things. You are to choose one and let the other two go. What are those three things? The first thing is that I will present to you aql, the intellect. The second is I'll present to you deen, religion. The third, I'll present to you haya, modesty. These are the three on the table. Choose one and let the other two go. Okay. The hadith says that Nabi Adam chose the aql. I want the aql. Now the hadith says that at that moment, and it personifies both deen and haya, with the deen and haya, religion and modesty, now in turn turn to Jibreel and say, we've been instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that wherever the aql goes, we have to go with it. It's a very important hadith. The bunyad and base of our deen is the intellect. At the height of our happiness is the intellect. At the height of our sadness and grief is the intellect. At the same time, Islam places a high emphasis on grief and connects the two sometimes. That the weakening of the intellect sometimes is because of the hardening of the heart. Or the locks on the heart is due to the fact of the weakening of the intellect. I'll give you an example. The example is that of the famous story of the golden cow during Nabi Musa's time. Okay, very famous story, very lengthy one. I won't narrate the entire story. It's enough for all of you to know, and all of you know this. Alhamdulillah, you have strong ulama come in and out of this building. That somebody from the Bani Israel tribe now is killed. They want to know who killed him. They go to Nabi Musa and they ask him, can you please ask your Lord to tell us what happened? Your Lord. He's not their Lord just yet. So Nabi Musa now, of course, where he comes down, and the instructions are for them to find a cow, rub the cow against the mayyit will come to life, and he himself will tell you who killed him. Now, one of the most beautiful lessons of this story is the fact that these were simple instructions that were made very difficult for some reason, because of the fact that these were people who asked constant questions, and they made a very simple act, a very difficult one, that cost them a lot of money. And sometimes we do the exact same thing. The deen is so simple, we make it so difficult. Khair. So finally they find this unique, one-of-a-kind, one-in-a-lifetime golden cow, and all they're asked to do is simply rub the tail against the mayyat, comes alive now, just like Allah says, tells the people so-and-so killed me. And the Quran captures this story. In the end now, I want you to imagine all of you, me as well, they're witnessing this miracle. Can you imagine? Imagine now a mayyat coming to life, speaking and saying so-and-so killed me. All based on the rub of Musa. Now that would be enough for someone like me, and maybe and hopefully someone like all of you, to accept the rub of Musa. But this was the Bani Israel tribe. They were very difficult people. After all of that, after witnessing that, they still didn't understand. Allah says, I did this la'allakum ta'aqiloon. So you can be amongst the ahli aql. So you can see the deen through the intellectual lens. And right away, right after that, the Quran describes why these people rejected this. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. It's because your hearts now have hardened. And then it goes on to describe the types of rocks and how it, you know, the metaphor for the hardening of the hearts is a beautiful verse that's very, very poetic and very, very, it's, you know, there's a beauty in that verse that I won't go into. It's enough to know that it's important that right after discussion on the aql, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this hardening of the heart has not allowed your aql to now become roshan, as they say in Farsi, turned on. Now in the discussion on the aql, let me break this down a little bit more. In the world of theology, there is something called aqlim ma'ash and aqlim ma'ad. Mim ayn alif sheen, mim ayn alif dal. Okay? Aqlim ma'ash, aqlim ma'ad. If you know a little bit of Arabic, you already know what each type means. Okay? Now, there is the role of the aql, the intellect. There is the power of the intellect and what it's supposed to do. That's all a different akhlaqi discussion in Islamic ethics. But for our purpose, then, and I'm going somewhere with this, we have to understand these two categories. Aqlim ma'ash, aqlim ma'ad. Aqlim ma'ash are those everyday logical decisions that you and I make for our life. Whether it's, for example, where to apply for schooling, what degree to attain, what line of work to go into, where to have our dinner, what clothes to buy, for example, what spouse to marry, for example, how many kids to have. All these things are what's called aqli ma'ash. The everyday decisions making that we use for everyday life. Okay? Aqli ma'ad, if you know what ma'ad is another word to use for qayamat, the day of judgment, the hereafter. So if aql ma'ash are those intellectual decisions that we make for our everyday life in this world, aql ma'ad are those decisions we make for the hereafter. Coming here, for example, going for hajj, for example, waking up for fajr when that blanket is singing that lullaby to you, you just found your spot in your bed, very comfortable, warm blanket, and that 4 a.m. alarm goes off. Going for ziyarat, fasting in the month of Ramadan, giving your khums, all that aql ma'ash. It requires an intellectual discussion. Now the ulama have gone one step further. We understand those basic terms fine. What's the point? The point is that eventually your aql ma'ad becomes your aql ma'ash. There's kamal in that. That's the mu'min's perfection. That every nitty-gritty detail that we think about with our intellect in our everyday life has a ukhrawi impact. An impact in the hereafter. It's very easy to find God in this farsh, on this farsh, in these ayam. Sometimes putting on our clothes and choosing our, for example, restaurant or choosing our spouse to find God in that is not an everyday common thing. I remember one time in the Hausa, I had these little stories here and there that are treasures for me, at least. My teacher would stop his class and give a little bit of a darse akhlaq for us, because, you know, these were spiritual fathers for us as well, not just teachers of a book. And he would say, look, there are five categories of everything that you do, correct? Wajib, haram, makruh, mustahab, and mubah. You know those definitions? Mubah, of course, is pretty much everything that doesn't fall in the first four falls in mubah. The everyday acts. He says that your journey in life, in everything that you do, from the happiness to the sadness to the everyday life to the once-in-a-lifetime events, all of it now is to make sure you take these five and you break them down even further to the point where mubah is removed from your equation. Understand my point. Mubah are those acts that we do every day that don't really have a ruling behind them. For example, changing your clothes. For example, combing your hair, for example. Right? Driving your car. Getting ready for work. We don't really attach a, you know, wajib, mustahab, makruh title to those things. But he says when your ma'ash becomes your ma'ad, then the mubah is removed and every act you do is either mustahab or makruh or wajib or haram. That's a big level to achieve. We're talking the urafa, the awliya, the mystics, the big ulama.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.